They were in the right place. And also, there's this prophecy that is fulfilling, because what's happening is that when the sheep were ready to give birth, the shepherds always took them inside to the place where Jesus was. And since these were lambs that needed to be perfect, what they did every time that one of those sheep give birth to the lambs, they inspecting them to make sure that they were 100% pure without any blemish. And then what they used to do is they used to wrap them in swaddling cloth and place them in a manger, because all of these lambs were being separate for only one purpose, and only one purpose, to be slain. So when God, you see, God, the scripture says, you will see this as a sign. A sign is an event, a situation that is supernatural, that is always going to point to the revelation of God and His will for us as a humans. So that's why the angel said, you're going to see this sign. This is going to be a sign, something that they immediately will know that this was from God. This was an event from God. Why? Because as soon as they saw Jesus in the manger, wrapping in those clothes, they received that revelation in their hearts that He was the Lamb of God. So it wasn't like God was intended to, make Jesus or give Jesus a humbling lesson and say, you are going to be born in these circumstances. No, it was a prophetic act that was happening there. A revelation of the purpose of Jesus being the Lamb of God for the sacrifice from the beginning. And the shepherds, they understood that right away when they heard the angels, and they went and saw what's happening. Immediately they know this is the Messiah. This is the promise of God. So, you see, God doesn't do things just because, you know, He wants to show something about His character. No, this was a prophetic act that needed to be fulfilled that way. Jesus needed to be born in that situation, in that condition, because there was the prophecy to be fulfilled. The Lamb of God, the perfect Lamb of God. So when the shepherds went there and saw, they immediately received a revelation of who Jesus was, the Lamb of God. So there was this prophecy of Micah 5:2 being fulfilled. That's why, for some reason, it's not that Joseph didn't have the money to pay for the inn. There was just no room, nor space. So they had to adapt. They have to change. But according to the word of God, Jesus needed to be born in those such a conditions for the prophecy to be fulfilled, the perfect Lamb of God being raised for one purpose, to pay the price through His blood. So the supernatural of God shows the... And the Bible says that they were greatly afraid when they received the revelation. And I believe sometimes the supernatural things of God are frightening in our human nature. Sometimes we just close ourselves to the supernatural miracles, signs, and wonders, because in our humanity we don't understand. Jesus became poor by choice, because He was poor. Just to show us that He came for everybody, not just certain people. So He became poor by choice, because He is the Creator. He owns everything. And many times we associate lack and being poor with being humble. And those are two different other things. Because being humble is an internal attitude of the heart. It doesn't has to do with prosperity or having much or having less. Because I know people that has not much, and they are really proud. And I know people that have a lot, and they are really humble in their life. So many times we connect being humble with Jesus being born, you know, in such a conditions like that. But no, he became poor by choice. But in the perfect word or work of the cross, he paid a price for everything. He broke the curse of poverty, so we don't have to lack anything. So here we have this situation where Jesus was being born in these conditions as a prophetic act to tell the world, to tell the shepherds that he was the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So I want to just really quick talk to you about three gifts that we can receive this morning without no waiting. Verse 10, Luke 2:10. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." Everybody is included in the good news of salvation. To all people, your parents, your brothers and sisters, your friends, your co-workers, your enemies, people from other races and religions, they are all included, all qualified to receive the good news of salvation. It says right here, "I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." Even your enemies are included in this good news. Therefore, we should be always looking to share this good news with anybody that we can. Anybody, because they are included in this. The will of God is for everybody to come to the revelation, the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So there's so number one gift that you can receive, the freedom from fear. This verse says, there's a survey about what are the number, the different categories of fear. Do you know what is the number one fear that people have? Anybody? Dying? No. Huh? Speaking. Who else? What? Ghost? Yeah, it's included too. But yeah, the number one fear is speaking in public. Yeah, that's the number one fear that people has. Fear to death is number seven. Number seven. So I want to talk to you at least about two fears that the Lord wants to set you free right now. Right now. No waiting necessary. Fear of the future. And that's one fear that I believe many times we operate, not knowing what is going to be of our life. But being afraid of the future is not going to stop the future from happening. It's going to happen. Time is clicking. Time is going on all the time. Another word for fear to the future will be worry. Worry, 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 worry about tomorrow, about next month, about next year, about 20 years from now, about retirement. I was amazed when I came to the United States over 20 years ago how people had everything planned. Everything. And I was like, whoa. And they start worrying about that 40 years from now. It's just incredible. Incredible to me. I didn't have that mindset. I was worried about my future. I remember that's one of the fears that the Lord set me free from, being afraid of the future. But Matthew 6, 24-34, you can read it in your home. "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Jesus was born to remind us that he loves us as his creation. And we don't have to worry about tomorrow. 24 hours from now, he says, don't worry. Don't worry. And you can read the whole passage where he said, "Don't worry if you see my creation and how they are doing good, it's because the design of God is for you and I to carry the burdens of 24 hours only. Only. We can't function properly according to the design of God if we are worrying, preoccupied of the things of tomorrow or next year. You will get sick, depressed, sad. If you start thinking, preoccupied is occupying about something where it's not the time. And Jesus says, I designed you to carry the burdens of today. Tomorrow, don't worry about tomorrow. Now, in order for us to experience this peace and this security about the future, you see, he's securing your future even for the next 12 hours already. But in order for us to enter into this system of the heavenly design, of course, he says later on, seek first the kingdom and everything else will be added to you. So when we are talking about seeking the kingdom, we are not talking to say, where is the kingdom of God? Is here? Is there? No. The word seek is to learn, to have revelation of the principles of the kingdom of God. And we apply them in our life. And Jesus says, don't worry about the future. So, regardless of your circumstances and your situations, there's nothing that you can do even right now. So the Lord says, rest. Rest. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. Rest in the Lord. Tomorrow, there's going to be an opportunity for all those worriness to come and also for God to intervene in your life. Receive your freedom for the future. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future in hope. I remember when I came here to Peoria, I met the man that is to me my spiritual father in the faith. And we, Javier and I, we went to the service, and he was a prophet of God. And I remember that in the middle of the service, he says, you know, he was planting the church, and he says, you know that I've been praying for a bass player and a piano player, and I just want to introduce you to Javier and Victor. So we stood up in the midst of the meeting, the congregation. Here are the new, bass player and piano player. We just met him, a few days. And inside me, I was, no, that's not true. I'm just passing by here. I don't have plans to stay here. Seriously, the fear of God came to me. And inside me, I was, no, this is not right. But I didn't know that he was a prophet of the Lord. And he was just knowing, he heard from the Lord after he prayed, and he knew that the Lord moved many things. I cannot tell you how many things he moved in order for us to come here to Peoria, which we never heard about Peoria, Illinois, and anything like that. And if I tell you all the things that he caused for us to get here to that moment, because one of my biggest fears was, what I'm going to do if I, I leave this, I've been doing this. That's the only thing that I know. Pray, This is my dream, my career. I love the Lord. I was Christian for years. But I had the fear of what am I going to do? And here we have this man making this declaration in front of the people. We are standing, and inside me saying, no, this is not true. I'm not staying here. I'm just passing by here. Here I am, more than 20 years later. But the future that God has for us is good. When we yield to him, when we trust in him. We're going to go through trials and tribulations. It's not easy, a walk in the park. But when you know you are in the will of God, he's going to be with you. So don't be afraid of the future. Number two, fear to death. So the future eventually includes that time where we are going to die. There are two things for sure. That one day we are going to die. And that we are going to, won't be able to take anything with us when we die. If you are lucky, you're going to get a good dress and maybe your wedding ring is still there. If people, you know, your family love you, you're going to look good. But that's it. We won't be able to take anything. So don't be afraid of the future. Don't be afraid of death. Jesus offers Martha Mary the gift of freedom from death on John 11:25-26. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Hallelujah. Verse 26. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? So, even though right now you looked at the person next to you and in the flesh, some of us looks really young, some of us not, we are truly, really old because we were created to have eternal life. Even before the foundation of the world, we have eternity in us already. With Jesus in our life or without Jesus, because that's the design of God. There's eternity in you and I and every human being. And the key is where we are going to spend eternity. But Jesus is promising here that even if you die, you won't really die. You are just going to go from a life here on earth to the true life, which is with me in eternity. So be free from the fear of death, because we are never actually going to die. Never. We were created with eternity within us, the spirit that is within you. So what we see here is not a real you. The real you is inside you. And Jesus is saying here, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. So the life, the true life, is found in one person. And his name is Jesus. Jesus. We don't have to be afraid of death. The physical death is not the end of life. It's the beginning of everlasting true life. Hallelujah. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Receive this gift. Be free of the fear of the future. Be free of the fear of death. We can open this gift. You can open it. Right now, freedom from fear. Number two, you can open this gift right now, the joy of salvation. Verse 10 and 11. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Even the today and tomorrow is a day of joy to celebrate. There's many people around the world that is sad, that is depressed, that doesn't have that joy, any joy absolutely, even not that desire to live. Why is this? Everybody should be, you know, rejoicing right now. But unfortunately, it's not like that. It's because the world is sick, and as we know that there's a lot of viruses going on around, you know, one of us to get sick of cold, sore throats, some sort of pain, there's a virus that had infected the whole world, and that virus is called sin. Because of the sin in the life of people, they are not able to enjoy, to have peace, to receive the joy of the season. Jesus' mission was to give us the cure against that virus and give us the true joy. Matthew 1:21, talking about this event of Jesus being born, says, And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. That is the purpose of Jesus come to earth as a baby to save us from our sins. So he's the cure for any situation, any sin that may be oppressing our life, any situation that we may be in that we know is not from God, Jesus is the answer. He came to save us. This verse says, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ, the Lord. So the Jews, they were waiting for a Savior. When they heard this news, they rejoiced. But they thought that this was going to be a man that was going to take the political power and that was going to set them free of the Roman Empire. The plan of God was bigger, is bigger and bigger than that. So they really rejoiced when they heard a Savior, because they were waiting for a Savior for a long time. But his plan includes many more things. In John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Jesus brought with him the gift of joy, the joy of acceptance and the adoption by God, the gift of the joy of being forgiven of our sins, the joy of receiving a brand new start in life in him, the joy to have a new family in God, the church, so we can experience the joy of salvation in Jesus Christ. We can really open this gift right now. So if you are here and you need the gift of salvation and joy, Jesus Christ is the answer. And number three, the gift that we can open right now, no waiting necessary, is the perpetual peace in our life. Verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So, as we are talking about peace right now, and the peace that Jesus brought forth to all humankind right now, there are a lot of wars being fought. There's a lot of places on earth that they are not experiencing peace. They are not. They are going through the situations of even natural disasters, political, financial, social turmoil. The earth is experiencing the war. But here we have Jesus offering us peace. So, God offers us the gift of peace. But that not necessarily means that there's going to be a change in your circumstances. What he's talking about is the security to know in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, that he is with you, that he is your strength, that he can take you to a better place, even though in the midst of wars, political, social turmoil, he says, you can have my peace. But calm and peace that can fill your life, mind and heart. It's a peace that only he can give you. In Philippians 4, 6, 7, we read, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace will guard your hearts. Remember what we were talking, in your heart, there is the faith in the love of God, and in your minds is the hope. So the peace is going to guard your faith and love, and it's going to guard your hope for the future. A peace that surpasses all understanding. I'm going to ask the worship team to get ready. Perpetual peace for us right now. The joy of salvation, and to be free of any fear. Even if you are here as a Christian, as a born-again believer, if you need any of these things in your life, you can open it right now as a gift that Jesus is offering to you and I. Right now, to enjoy, to receive. It is the gift of God, the good news of salvation for all, regardless of how the world is right now. Jesus promised in John 16:33, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. If we want to experience the peace of God, there's only one way. And it's not find in the gift that we are going to open, you know, the good things and situations in life. You are not going to find it in a good job or a good house. This scripture says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me, peace is one person. His name is Jesus. If you have him, you have everything. You have everything that you need right now. He wants that we experience his peace. And to me, that's one of the biggest miracles in my life. Because even though I was doing what I want, I was getting where I wanted, pursuing my dreams, fulfilling my dreams, I didn't have peace in my heart. I did not have peace. I had a lot of fears. But when I opened my heart to Jesus, that was the very first thing supernaturally that I received. That I fight for that every day, because the enemy always wants to steal your peace. That peace that I experienced the very moment where I say, Jesus, come to my life. I cannot explain it. But I receive it every day. I fight for the peace of God. And I have the peace of God, because that peace I have found it in Jesus, one person. So I every day have to take care of my relationship with him, because I want that peace in my life regardless of the circumstances. And I have gone through many circumstances, really difficult circumstances. But in each one of them, I had the peace of God with me. The peace is one person, it's Jesus. So regardless of where you are right now, open this gift. It doesn't matter that you had walked with the Lord for years. He wants you to experience even a greater revelation and level of his peace. His name is Jesus. And he says, I have overcome the world. He's not promising that we won't have situations, but he's promising that we are going to be more than overcomers, more than conquerors. He is part of our life. We are going to have peace. So, I believe the Lord wants us to end this year without any fears. With the peace of God for next year as an individual and as a church. Will you receive it right now? And then on verse 17, as you are receiving these three gifts, now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. They couldn't stop talking about this good news. They went back and shared with everybody, every person, about this revelation of Jesus as the Savior, as the one that can give us peace, joy, as the one that can set us free from any fear. They went and shared this. That's the result to have an encounter with the Lord. You want to share this with everybody. Your friends, your co-workers, your neighbors. So as we are receiving right now this gift from the Lord, let's just not keep them with us. Let's go and share this good news with somebody. There's somebody out there in need to receive a word of encouragement, to hear this good news that they can be free, that they can have joy, the joy of salvation. That is the meaning of Christmas to me. Go and sharing as just as these shepherds did. Let's purpose in our heart that as we are being set free right now, we want to have in our hearts the desire to share Jesus. We need to see each one of these shares occupied by one person that needs Jesus right now. How is that going to happen? The very first persons that received the revelation, they went and evangelized the whole town in the very same night that they received Jesus, that they saw Jesus, that they saw the manifestation of the love of God. The very same night. many people, and remember, the town was full of people from all over the country that came for the census. Many went back home with the good news of salvation in their hearts. Because if we had received this, we ought to share this gift with somebody. So I'm really believing that the Lord is activating in our hearts, in our spirits, the freedom and the desire and the burden to share the good news of salvation with somebody. Just as these shepherds did the very same night that they received the revelation. Let's bow our heads and pray. And start receiving whatever you need right now. You can open this gift. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. It's available to you wherever your need is. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is your peace. Jesus is your healer. Hallelujah. Jesus can give us joy. Now, Father, impart this revelation activated in us right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Emmanuel, God with us. We love you. We celebrate you, Jesus. Thank you that you came to earth. Hallelujah. To give us joy, peace, a good future, to set us free from sin. Oh, we bless you. Receive right now. Receive this gift from Him. Just start to see yourself free of any situation. Oh, it's in Him that in me you may have peace. May the peace of God be with you in a greater way. May the peace of God guard your heart, your mind, your emotions, your feelings right now. Receive it. Holy Spirit, we receive it. We thank you. Thank you, Father, that today, tomorrow, we are going to be gathering together in your name. We're going to exchange gifts. We're going to have good food. Father, we are a blessed people. Above all, Father, I pray that you reveal the free gift of salvation to all. Our family members, our friends, our neighbors, Lord. And that you use us to share the good news, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, I declare a season of fruitfulness, increasing, Father, expansion and multiplication. The love of God in us and through us to shine really bright for you out there in the world, Father, that needs you, that is perishing without you. Thank you that we carry your presence, your anointing. And I just pray, Father, that we want to see many people come to you to be safe, set free. Hallelujah. Thank you. Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. Thank you that you never leave us. Never forsake us. Receive right now that impartation of the peace, joy of God. Be set free of any sin in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. We receive right now. We receive. We love you. We love you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for my brothers and sisters here. Bless them mightily, Lord. As we are coming to the end of this year, Father, I declare 2018 is the best yet. The best year yet for us. Hallelujah. Thank you. We bless you. We love you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you. God is good. All right. Yes, let's give Him a clap of praise. Let's stand on our feet. So, let's greet each other. Let's go down, but not before telling you one thing. One thing that I want to tell you. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas. Smile. Hug each other. God is good. Woo! Hallelujah! God with us. Feliz Navidad. Go around. Hug somebody. Greet somebody. Love somebody. God is good. Feliz. Hallelujah. Come on. Get out of your chairs. Smile. God loves you. Receive the joy of the Lord. God is good.